AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Big storm systems producing a treacherous mix of weather across the center of the country. Meteorologist Rich Otto at the National Weather Service.
Areas that are expected to get 6 to 18 inches include the Dakotas, I guess you could say even far eastern Montana and Wyoming into the North and South Dakota region, central northern Minnesota, and northern Wisconsin.
Meantime, tornadoes in Oklahoma and Texas.
We're assessing damage.
Trent Kelly with Parks and Recreation in Grapevine, Texas.
It did through the roof on top of some of the power lines here.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been charged with financial crimes. Meanwhile, the cryptocurrency exchange's new CEO testified before the House Financial Services Committee.
The one-time poster boy for cryptocurrency, Sam Bankman-Fried, was supposed to testify before he was arrested in the Bahamas. The Justice Department and the SEC say he deceived investors to enrich himself, bankrupting the company. New CEO John Ray told lawmakers it's an old crime, embezzlement, applied to a new asset.
This is really old-fashioned embezzlement. This is just taking money from customers and using it for your own purpose.
At its peak, FTX's market value topped $30 billion. Ray says in excess of $7 billion was lost and that there was no real record keeping.
They use QuickBooks, a multi-billion dollar company using QuickBooks.
In interviews, Bankman-Fried denied any fraud. I'm Julie Walker.
Today's a good day. A day America takes a vital step toward equality.
President Biden signing the Respect for Marriage Act, protecting same-sex and interracial unions. And a sign of inflation easing, consumer prices edged up just 0.1% from October to November. This is AP News. A new U.S. postage stamp will honor civil rights icon John Lewis.
The Postal Service says the design for the John Lewis stamp uses a photo taken by Marco Grob for a 2013 issue of Time magazine. Lewis, then 73, wears a dark suit and blue tie and looks directly into the camera. The Postal Service says the stamp celebrates the life and legacy of Lewis, who died at age 80 in 2020. Lewis's bloody beating by Alabama state troopers in Selma in 1965 helped galvanize opposition to racial segregation. Lewis went on to be elected to the Atlanta City Council and then to a long career in Congress. I'm Norman Hall.
And at the World Cup, the crowd cheered as Lionel Messi converted a first-half penalty for Argentina in its 3-0 victory over Croatia. Argentina advances to Sunday's final. France and Morocco play for the other spot tomorrow. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2/4 of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.